Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Some shows talk about one team. Other shows barely talk sports. This show will talk Packers, yeah! Brewers, yeah! And Bucks, yeah! Every day.
Every day.
It's Wisconsin Sports Daily with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM The Fan. Download the Wendy's app today. Filling in for Sparky today, it's Mitch Thunder Nellis.
I mean, if you can play the spoons like this dude in overalls, in Steven Seagulls, not Steven Seagal, Steven Seagulls, I give you all the props. Good afternoon and welcome in. This is Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's right here on Sports Radio 1250 AM, The Fan. As Big Voice Lady said, my name is Mitch Nellis, a.k.a. Thunder, in for our good friend Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. I feel like I can see, like, you know, every Friday you can see on the horizon the weekend. I feel like I can see, like, I was here last Thursday and Friday, here all this week, but I can see my time coming to an end. But not so fast, my friends. I'm still here. And we're still doing it. Charlie's across the glass. How you doing, Charlie?
I'm doing great. Doing
Charlie,
great.
Are you a Charles?
I am a Charles, yeah.
Who calls you Charles?
Nobody calls me Charles.
Nobody.
Not even really like my parents anymore.
Grandparents, aunts, uncles, people. Were you ever a Charles?
When I was in trouble, yeah.
But then were you Charles' middle name, or were you Charles?
It was usually just Charles.
Okay.
But my whole life I've gone by Charlie.
Chuck?
Chuck football. During football, I got Chuck a lot, yep.
From, like, the dudes?
Yep. Teammates.
Coaches? What about coaches?
Yep. Coaches, yep.
Okay. Just like, Charlie's too many syllables.
Right.
Charlie is too many syllables. I am going Chuck.
Right.
All right. Nice. Well, Charlie, it's great to have you here.
Thank you.
It's great to be here. We are served up by Wendy's, and I'm served up by Wendy's. I may have had a little triple berry frosty and a little saucy nug today. We'll get to that. There's no breaking news regarding Christian Yelich. Christian Yelich seeing a specialist today. He's got his celebrity dinner tonight.
I actually thought they might put off seeing the specialist until tomorrow so that there's no news is no bad news at the dinner tonight, so that Charlie Behrens isn't put into an uncomfortable situation of having to make a joke about something or other. DJ Shauna can just spin her hits. Do you know DJ? No?
I don't think
Do you go
so,
to any Bucks games?
Not really, no.
Okay, so she's the DJ at the Bucks games, and she does a ton of community events. She's awesome. I love DJ Shauna. So she's the DJ tonight. I'm sure it's going to be fun, but I kind of thought they might not do the back specialist, and maybe they don't release the results until tomorrow, but the reports are that he is seeing a specialist today. I know I saw Ken Rosenthal wrote an article about it. I saw Bob Nightingale tweet about it. And so all those eyes are on our Milwaukee Brewers. Similarly, an hour and a half north of here, there is also no news is no news, right? Jordan Love is still holding his love-in, his sit-in, his kumbaya with his teammates. Not signed. Still not worried. When it's time to worry, I'll worry. I'm just not worried yet. We'll get there. It's fine. On the show today, we're switching things up a little bit. Kevin Holden, sports director from CBS 58, he's going to come in studio from 3 to 4. So he's going to hang out. We're going to talk all about the hot topics of the day. We're going to talk about the Brewers. We're going to talk about the Packers. Maybe touch on a little summer league, talk about what we're up to this summer. I know he goes on this big road trip and goes to lots of different baseball stadiums and stuff like that. We'll talk about that. So we're going to move Prize Picks Sound of the Day from 3:40 to 4 o'clock. We'll do that at the top of the forum. And then, of course, Brewers Talk to end the show at 4:40. But we're going to start right here. I almost thought about, like, do we just play the Talk About the Crew sounder now? Because we are also talking about the Crew. And I put it on Facebook and I put it on Twitter that I was coming strong to start the show. And I'm willing to take it on my shoulders. My shoulders are a little sore today, but I'm willing to take it. If Christian Yelich is out for the year, I'm trading Willy Adames. That's it. That's the list. That's it. I've seen, well, if Yelich is out for the year, do you go get Vlad Guerrero? Do you go get a bat? Do you go with the young infielders? Do you figure out what's going on with Hoskins? Although, you know, I assume they're sticking with Hoskins. But is Bowers expendable and you go get somebody else there? Do you just try to get a frontline pitcher and do whatever you try to do there? I hear everything that everyone's saying. And I know that the Brewers are 16 games over 500. That they are 6 up over St. Louis, 7 up over Pittsburgh. Regardless of any moves the Brewers make, I firmly believe the Milwaukee Brewers will make the playoffs. With that said, I do not believe that this is their year. With the smoke and mirrors with Bryce Wilson and Colin Ray, and Tobias Myers might be real. He might be real. We know Freddie's real. But with the number of injuries, having done all this without, and I know Devin Williams is coming back, and that's kind of like a whole trade in itself, I don't think that 2024 is the Brewers' year. Watch them win the world. I hope I'm the jinx. Man, I hope that I'm saying this on July 25th, and that I come back and I'm the jinx, and that in October, all of Milwaukee is just ripping on me and making fun of me because I said this and the Brewers actually do get to the World Series and they do make the run we all want them to run. I just don't buy it. I don't believe it. So if that's the case, and I think a great argument is, but Josh Hader destroyed the locker room, right? Ruined that season. No one saw it coming. Matt Arnold's talking to the media tomorrow at 1:30. Matt Arnold calls the team together, or Murph calls the team together. You get everybody together, and you err on the side of full transparency. We are looking to trade Willy Adames. Willy, we love you. You are the heart and soul of this team. But we can't afford you. Unless you give us a hometown discount. And listen, if you're giving us a hometown discount, this whole conversation changes. But if you're not giving us a hometown discount, we, as the Milwaukee Brewers, can't afford to lose you for nothing. We can't afford to not get anything in return. You're on the trading block. We are looking to move you. We are looking to get fair market value. We're not looking to get, yes, we want a haul. Yes, we want major league ready players because we can make a run next year. With Woodruff coming back, if Yelich can come back healthy, with a healthy Devin Williams, you got Ortiz at short, you got Terang still at second, probably, if Hoskins can get a little bit better next year, third base, is it Tyler Black? Is it a free agent? Is it somebody you get back in a trade? Do you really work the Sal Frelick experiment at third base? Whatever that might end up looking like. We as a Brewers organization need to look at this opportunity right now. We either make a run this year, lose in the wild card round, or lose in the next round. And I would argue if you keep the team together and you don't trade Willie and you lose in the wild card round, that's a disappointment because you're going to be the 3 seed against the 6 seed. And we saw that last year. Like, we've seen that. We've seen losing as the favorite in a series. But if we can make a trade that strengthens us and strengthens the core of our entire organization and brings depth to the pitching staff, brings depth to the corner infield, we need to pursue that. And that doesn't mean that a trade 100% happens. I get that sometimes you don't get the value back that you want. But assuming that Christian Yelich has back surgery and is out for the year, I am opening up the phone lines, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, Snapchat, Twitch, snail mail. You could snail mail the Brewers. And I am telling everybody that Willy Adames is available. We are looking to make a fair deal for Willy Adames. You get him as a 2-month rental before he becomes a free agent, and we add 2 or 3 pieces that we think can contribute to the team next season. 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250, at ThunderMKE on Twitter, at ThunderMKE, at Mitch Nellis on Facebook. Find me. You can tell me I'm crazy. I've been told that before. I know that I often give up on teams earlier than others, and I'm ready to move on and plan for the future. I'm a plan for the future kind of guy. I'm not exactly sure how to rectify that with my fandom of the Milwaukee Bucks, who are 100% in win now mode and have no future. They just have now. But that's where I sit today with the news that Christian Yelich may be out for the year, that Willy Adames, and I've got all the stats. Looking at Willy Adames, he is 6th in the National League among shortstops in OPS. He is 4th in the National League shortstops in home runs. He is 1st in the National League among shortstops for RBIs. He is 6th in the National League for shortstops, stolen bases. You want batting average? I know you do. He's 8th in the National League, shortstops, batting average. He is 3rd in the National League in doubles. We know how important Willie has been. He's 3rd in the National League in at-bats for shortstops. So you talk about the best shortstops in the league. And there's Francisco Lindor, and there's Mookie Betts, and there's Ellie De La Cruz. There should be Trey Turner once he's a healthy Trey Turner. You know? And then there's Willy Adames. You know, and he's, I think Willy Adames is better than Mason Wynn for St. Louis. I think he's better than CJ Abrams for Washington. Ezekiel Tovar for Colorado is a decent, is a good, I mean, Ha-Sung Kim for San Diego. Like, these are good. O'Neal Cruz, Pittsburgh. These are all good players that I think Willy Adames is a tiny bit better than. I would take Lindor, Betts, De La Cruz, and Turner over Willie. Willie's, but to be the fifth best shortstop in your league makes you probably top 10 in Major League Baseball. He's right on that, like, he's right on that border of like top 10 shortstop in Major League Baseball. There's going to be a contender who wants 2 months of Willy Adames. Also knowing what he brings to your clubhouse. Because if Willy Adames gets traded, whoever he gets traded to, that clubhouse is going to explode in a good way. Like, it's going to be such a positive force because he's so positive and he's so energetic and energized. Charlie, am I crazy?
I don't think you're crazy, but at the same time, I'm worried that the Brewers just can't get the value that they'd expect out of a guy like Willy Adames. I think teams are going to short sell 100% the whole way.
Because of Willy Adames, or because it's a 2 month rental, or because he's like, he's hot and cold, he's inconsistent. Like, where's the undervaluing?
I think it's a combination of all those things. I mean, he's not 30 yet. He's still 28. He's going to be 29 in September. But at the same time, he's not young. There's shortstop is a position in the MLB right now where there's just a lot of young talent, and yep, teams aren't really willing to give up on that young talent at those shortstop positions. So you talk about teams that would be looking at a guy like Willy Adames, would be like the Yankees and the Dodgers, who both kind of need shortstop, but even the Yankees have a young shortstop in Anthony Volpe, even though he hasn't really performed.
He's been questionable, I agree.
And then the Dodgers, both those teams don't really have anything I think helps the Brewers next year that would come back in that trade. They have guys in their farm systems who are good, but those are guys that aren't going to be good for another 3 to 4 years. I can't support a trade where the Brewers take another step back, because I feel like they're constantly taking one step forward and then a half step back every other year.
Yep. And I agree. And that's why, you know, one of my caveats as I make all these caveats with the trade is that you have to get some fair value back. But you're absolutely right about teams and what they feel they have and what they're willing to give up for a shortstop. You look at the free agents last year, the shortstop free agents, it was snooze fest galore. Ahmed Rosario signs a 1 year deal with Tampa. He's 28. Brandon Crawford, he was 37, so I don't know that I count him. Tim Anderson, 31, former batting champ of the American League, obviously was awful last year, but he signs a 1 year deal with Miami and has since been released, I believe. Jose Iglesias, 34, signs a minor league deal with the Mets. Paul DeJong signs a 1 year deal with the White Sox. He actually might be another guy, and it not might be. He's the guy on the trade block right now. I mean, and that could be a nice piece for somebody to go and get him. And then the big signing of the shortstops last year, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa signs a 2 year deal for $15 million with Toronto. I mean, the shortstop market was very, very soft last year. And Willie is better than all these guys. And I actually think Paul DeJong is not a terrible comparison. Guy's going to hit 20 home runs. Guy's going to get hot, but then get cold. He played well for the Cardinals for a number of years, but they didn't want to move forward with him. They were good to go. Brandon Crawford signs a 1 year deal with St. Louis, but he's 37. So I don't know that the free agency market, and I don't even know if the trade market is hot for a shortstop right now. I think what you're selling, if you're the Brewers, is more you're getting Willy Adames. You're not getting a shortstop. You're getting this effervescent, explosive enthusiasm that you need in your clubhouse. And again, I think that's where some of that value has to come in. And again, I'm not looking for a Christian Yelich Marlins to the Brewers Hall, which was a hall at the time. It didn't end up working out for the Marlins because they got a lot of guys who were really good at AAA and couldn't translate. But if you get two or three guys, even two guys, you get a pitcher and you get a third baseman who add organizational depth, who you know can either play at the major league level or are projected to, in the next year or so, play at that major league level. I understand that for right now, trading Willy Adames actually creates a bigger hole at third base than it does at shortstop, because the assumption is that Joey moves over to short, and you don't really have that guy to move in. Tyler Black this year has mostly been playing first base in Nashville. Last year, he was a full-time third baseman. You assume he can still play third base? I don't know if the organization has made the decision that maybe he can't.
I mean, he's been playing the outfield lately in AAA, too.
Well, so. I think they're putting him all over the place, you know. But they also, you know, when bringing Dunn and Miller back down to Nashville, they needed the infield spots for those guys. I get it. Although you'd think the prospect would get priority. I don't know. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. If Christian Yelich is out for the year, I'm looking to trade Willy Adames, and I'm looking to trade him today. This is Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Please. This is Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, Sports Radio 1250 AM, The Fan. My name is Mitch Nellis, a.k.a. Thunder, in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Yes, Thunder and Sparky. And yes, we both used to work with a guy named Homer, and that's not his real name either. So you just gotta deal with it. It's okay. It's a real thing. It's fair. 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250 is not the talk and text line. It's just the talk line. So you gotta go old school. You gotta go old school. You gotta dial it up. I don't know any radio stations that their phone number's not their talk and text line anymore. Like I think we gotta I'll bet there's a backdoor computer program on one of these computers that has been getting just like inundated with text messages since Sparky started the show in April. And like, they're just going into the ether somewhere because we don't have that text activated on our end, but it's there somewhere. I just feel like it's gotta be somewhere.
If it is there, we're gonna have to do a big mail day if we find it one day.
Oh, that'd be fun. Just read them all. So I told you last week how, like, when Homer and I were on the air on 15, 10 days, 12, 90 nights, we used to be internet only every Friday or every day, like from 5 to 6 in December. And we used to read Bill Simmons. You know, one of the best Bill Simmons bits or articles he would have was his mailbag. Because people would write in crazy stuff. And more often than not, it was like pop culture references from the 80s and 90s. There was always, this is before your time, I get it, but there's always like a Beverly Hills 90210 reference, or he always like figured out some sports situation that was like the Brenda and Kelly and Dylan love triangle. Like there was always, he always made some analogy that you like thought about it and you would say, that is spot on. Like, I don't know how he nailed that, but he nailed that. All right, so I did put it up on Twitter, on the Twitterverse, under @ThunderMKE. If CY22, he's number 22, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, because if I got that wrong, I'd be really mad. If CY is out for the year, I'm looking to trade Willie. I'm not giving him away. I want fair value, but I'm making it clear he is available. @1250AM, the fan, #Brewers. Your choice is Mitch is crazy, no way, or gotta get something. There's no, I didn't give you an in the middle. I didn't give you a you know, only if it's the deal you're looking for. You gotta be blown away, but nope, it's Mitch is crazy, no way, or you gotta get something for him. I remember 12 or 13 years ago, Prince Fielder. And I remember being on the air, and I was convinced they were going to end up trading Prince Fielder. And they didn't trade Prince Fielder and let him end up going to the Detroit Tigers, right? Yeah, Tigers, because then he went to the Rangers.
Yep.
I don't know which, yeah. That's on, and then he had the neck injury and premature, you know, he retired. And they made a run. You know, we all know the run they made in 11. But I also always will wonder, you've got this guy who can hit 50 home runs a year. Hits over 300, on-base machine. Better fielder than you think he is at first base. Could the Brewers have made a deal, not a Willie Adames deal, but a deal where they get three or four real prospects back? And I don't know what the rumors were back then. I don't know what, you know, I'd have to look at teams and what prospects were coming up. But a lot of times, I get it, these deals don't work out. You know, the Brewers go get Matt LaPorta and, you know, or they trade Matt LaPorta and Michael Brantley ends up being the steal of that trade. The player to be named later. The kid, Fry, who's the all-star with Cleveland now, was like a nobody who the Brewers threw in. You never know who's going to end up developing at the major league level versus who is a quadruple A player. We've seen triple A players year after year. I mean, there was a time when Lewis Brinson and I forget all those, you know, there were three of them. They were in that triple A outfield and they were unbelievable. And none of them ended up being like who we as Brewers fans wanted them to be. I look at the Nashville Sound stats right now. I don't even know who Isaac Collins is. All right? Do you know who Isaac Collins is?
I don't know.
So Isaac Collins has played, I assume, every game. He leads them in games, leads them in at-bats, 10 home runs, 18 stolen bases. He's got an .875 OPS, an on-base of .387, a slugging of .488. He's their left fielder. And then Brewer Hicklin. Brewer Hicklin I have heard of, mostly because he's a prospect and his name is Brewer. So it's like he's perfect. But Brewer Hicklin's got 19 home runs and 28 stolen bases at AAA. He's got an OPS of .951. For those of you who don't know what OPS is and just like believe in batting average, OPS is on-base plus slugging. The league average is around .720, .730. Your OPS is .800. That's real good. .900, you're all-star level. 1,000 is like you're one of the top five players in baseball. Brewer Hicklin is .951. Tyler Black, .844. Isaac Collins, .875. They've got some talent down at AAA. Now, I don't know what the timeline is for Brewer or if there's any timeline for Isaac. Like, does Isaac Collins... Again, I had never heard of Isaac Collins before today. I do know Vinny Capra at shortstop is 680. He's not a hitter. He's got four home runs, 26 RBI. He's still in six, but, you know, he's kind of just a guy. So, if you think about trading Willy Adames, you also have to think about how much does it hurt that clubhouse? How much does it hurt the team? How much does it stunt other people's growth? Or do you force them into, like, do you then give Sal a shot at third before he's ready and you end up ruining him? We've seen that with players. You throw them into a position where they're not ready yet. But do you also go to Jackson and say, Jackson, I know you're 20, but we might not say this in public, but Jackson, it's your team. It's really Contreras' team. Like, he's the leader, he's the all-star. But Jackson, you're going to be the superstar here. Like, William Contreras is going to be a really nice player for the next 5 to 8 years for the Brewers. And he's going to be an all-star half of those years. And he's very good, and depending on who else comes, you know, if Christian comes back healthy next year, you know, he's 32 now. 33 with back surgery isn't, like, I'm not digging how that sounds. And listen, Garrett Mitchell has all the physical talent in the world. Bryce Turang has played great. Joey Ortiz has played great. But Jackson, you are the one who can be the superstar. You are the, Sunday, Jackson, watch on Sunday when they put Ryan Braun into the Walk of Fame for the Brewers. All-time franchise leader in home runs. You could talk, you know, we all know the steroids thing happened and, like, so there's a little shadow over him. But for the most part, like, man, when he was on, he was special to watch. We loved watching him. Jackson, that's who we want you to be. We want you to be that guy. We want you to be able to step up and be, and we know you're not going to do it today. You're 20. But just go out and play. Like, look at Anfield. Look at all your teammates. Like, this is your team, man. You take ownership of this team. This is your team. That's heavy to put on a 20-year-old kid. But the fact that they did not send him down when he was struggling, the fact that they boosted him up, and the fact that he has responded shows me that he's capable of being that guy. Maybe not today, but at some point.
The fact that they gave him $80 million tells me that he is that guy and they believe in him to be that guy before he's even seen an MLB field.
Yep.
I mean, I think it was his team the moment they gave him that contract. They're telling him, you're the centerpiece for the next 8 seasons at least.
Yeah.
Show us what you got.
Yep.
So I don't think that's too far-fetched to say that, you know, you just kind of hand the keys over to a new generation of Brewer.
I'm torn by that concept of, like, man, I want to go in all in and see what happens this year. Like, I want to keep this team together, and I want to go get Vlad. Like, you go get Vladdy Jr., and that and all of a sudden, yes, it hurts that Christian's not there, but Willie and Reese and William and all the young guns in the outfield, it makes all their jobs easier because you got a stud in the middle of that order. And I get that. But at what cost? I mean, you're giving up Tyler Black. Maybe you're giving up an outfielder. You're not giving up Mazurowski. I didn't get his name right?
Mazurowski.
Thank you. You're not giving him up, I assume. And again, that's a rental, right? Because Vlad's a free agent at the end of this year, his first time. But that's going, you know, that's making a run at it. Does adding Vlad to this team make them good enough to beat Philly and to beat the Dodgers? They can certainly play with Philly and the Dodgers. But without that starting pitching, I'm like, listen, I love what Cullen Ray has done. I love what they've all done. Top to bottom, those starting pitchers, I've loved what they all done. I think they get destroyed in the playoffs. I think they're giving up 8 runs a game. It is not the same. It is not the same game. It is not the same sport in any sport. NFL playoffs is not the same as NFL regular season. NBA playoffs is beyond. Like, NBA playoffs to me is the biggest difference between regular season effort, athleticism, focus, commitment. versus NBA playoffs. I think it's literally a different sport. Kind of like how NBA basketball and college basketball are two different sports. They are. NBA playoffs and NBA regular season are two different sports. But I also think in Major League Baseball, they are two different. It's a very different atmosphere. It is a very different intensity. And as much as we love what the Brewers have done this year, I think those starting pitchers get absolutely destroyed in the playoffs because of how the other teams focus, how the other teams, how they approach at-bats. It's not, as we used to say, 1-162 is just a raisin in the trail mix, right? You got a bag of trail mix, there's a raisin, great. Well, when you're best 3 out of 5 or 4 out of 7, there's that analogy doesn't work anymore. All of a sudden, you've got like 4 mini cream puffs, and you got to focus on all 4. You got to eat them all, right? You're not just like taking out a random whatever on a Tuesday. Oh, I got a peanut. Oh, I got an M&M. Oh, whatever happens, you know, it's 1 of 162. If we lose a game, it's not the end of the world. If we win a game, it doesn't change the world. Well, all of a sudden, like, and cream puffs is probably a bad example, though we have cream puffs on the mind. Maybe it's like pieces of filet. Like, we're like, each bite is the best bite of steak you've ever had before in your life. That's not a raisin in the trail mix. I don't think this Brewers team is ready for that. I don't think this Brewers starting rotation is ready for that. And that's why I don't think this is the year. And I think that's okay. I think it's okay to say that out loud. I think it's okay to admit that. I know for years on this radio station, they did the done club. Like, one of the Brewers done. And like, I don't think the Brewers are done. I don't think the Brewers, you can get to September 30th, and I don't think the Brewers will be done. I think the Brewers are a work in progress. I think the Brewers are a team that's building. I think that the Brewers are a team that has lots of opportunities. And I'm excited to see what happens. Early results on the Twitter poll, 82%. Mitch is crazy. 18%. Got to get something. That's fine. I can explain it more. I can let people know. I do love that Bob Nightingale tweeted out, the Brewers, with their Cy Young winner Corbin Burns gone, their manager Craig Counsell gone, their top two veteran starters Brandon Woodruff and Wade Miley out for the year, their all-star closer Devin Williams still out, their all-star outfielder Christian Yelich out indefinitely, keep on rolling with a 3-2 win over the Cubs on Wednesday. They have a 6-game lead in the NL Central, and they're 11 games ahead of their bitter rivals, the Cubs. Take a bow, Pat Murphy. He should be the unanimous NL Manager of the Year. I don't know how you debate that at this point. Like,
there's nobody close.
Right. We've got 2+ months left, though. That's the thing. Baseball's a 6-month sport. It's not a 4-month sport. It's not a 3-month sport. It's not a 1-month sport. Postseason's a 1-month sport. But with the season long, the record, and the awards, you got to do it for all 6. You know, they fall apart in August, and this all changes. And that's the risk you take with trading Willie, right? Is that they fall apart. And I get that. I get that. I don't love that concept. I don't love that idea. I think that would be Matt Arnold's job, Pat Murphy's job, Ricky Weeks' job. Honestly, whether he's hurt or not, Christian Yelich's job. I don't know if Woody's around, but maybe Woody could come in and fire him up. William Contreras. And yes, Jackson Churia. Like, it's their job to figure out how to stay focused. And I think they learned from what happened with Hader. I think they would get ahead of this. I think they would be transparent. I think they would let everybody know, hey, we're going to make a run. We're going to get people back for Willie that we think can contribute. But we're also going to get people back who we control their contracts for 3 more years. So they're not just going to be a part of the team for this year, but they're going to be part of next year's team and the team after that, because we want to win a World Series. And do we think we can win a World Series this year? Yeah, maybe we can. And does Willie help us do that? Yes, he sure does. But we, Mark Attanasio, Matt Arnold, Pat Murphy, we do have to do our due diligence when it comes to next year and the year after. It can't just, you know, and you say it to these guys, like, you've been around sports long enough. You know, you don't go all in every year, all the time. You just don't. That's not a thing. That's not a thing we do. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. I'm open to trading Willie Adames. Are you? It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. This is Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Mitch Thunder Nellis with you on Sports Radio 1250 AM. The Fan. We've got, I don't know if it's breaking news, it's recent news. I don't know if it's breaking news. We've got news from the world of baseball, where the San Diego Padres today beat the Washington Nationals 3-0. And that's your scoreboard update. No, I'm just kidding. Dylan Cease, starting pitcher for the San Diego Padres, goes 9 innings, striking out 9, walking 3. To improve to 10-8, he gives up no hits. That is a no-hitter for the San Diego Padres. Just the second in franchise history. Joe Musgrove threw one back in 2021. They had no no-hitters before 2021. Now they've got a couple in the past couple of years. Dylan Cease, longtime Chicago White Sox, was a big prospect. I think was a big prospect. I think with the Nationals actually coming up, went to the White Sox and now with the Padres. And yeah, takes care of business today. Good for Dylan Cease. That's a complete game. That's a shutout. That's a no-hitter. 114 pitches. They let him finish it. 114 is not that bad. You can, you know, if you're a grown man, you can get to 114.
Well, and I just saw Justin Steele throw 70 pitches in 4 innings against the Brewers too. So
that's a lot of pitches. Uh-huh. The Brewers clearly got the memo yesterday of like, let's get into the bullpen. let's make the starters work and make the starters work. They did. 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250 is the phone number. Talking about Christian Yelich, potentially out for the year. We'll find out after he sees the back specialist today. And I said that if he is out for the year, I'm looking to trade Willie. Robin writes in, might as well, because he's more than likely gone after the season anyway. And I think that's, you know, that's really my... That's really my thought on it. It's if he's gone for the season anyway, I do believe that you look to move on. And you don't do it, no pun intended, you don't do it willy-nilly. You don't do it without intent. You don't do it without doing your due diligence. And if the right deal doesn't present itself, you're not forced to trade him. You can finish the season with him, knowing you're not getting anything in return. But the concept, my thought is, especially knowing as you are the Milwaukee Brewers and one of the smallest markets of the small market teams, is that you need to maximize all your investments. You know, how many times have we seen the Red Sox swing and miss? The Dodgers have swung and missed. The Yankees have swung and missed. The Cubs have swung and missed. And yes, they would tell you it sucks. Yes, they would tell you it hurts their franchise. It doesn't feel good. But they would also tell you they have the backing of ownership and of revenue streams that can cover up for some of those mistakes. The Brewers don't necessarily have that same backing. And that doesn't mean keeping Willie is a mistake. I'm not saying keeping Willie is a mistake. What I am saying is if you can get fair value for Willie, I believe you go and get fair value for Willie. 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. Regardless of trading Willie or not, I do think they make a trade for a starting pitcher. I think that just makes sense. Again, I'd love it to be somebody who's not just under control for this year, but where they have, you know, either they have a couple of years left on their contract or a couple of years still left on their rookie deal. But I know it's harder to get those guys because other teams are less likely to give them up. Unless you're the White Sox, who in the White Sox are looking to give up everybody all the time. I don't know how you get out of the quagmire that the White Sox are in.
Like the Marlins too.
Yeah, the Marlins, absolutely. Like the White Sox and the Marlins, and I know the Rockies are bad also. I know there are other bad teams too. But it just seems like the White Sox and the Marlins, what's the long-term goal? Is it, because it's not to trade your good players and to get draft picks or really young players, because they're not doing that. It's not like they don't make some free agent splashes and then like hope it all lightning catches them. Like there seems to be no method to their madness except to make trade deadline deals to help other teams that might or might not help your organization. Might or might not, like hope, are not strategies. Like, and so I don't understand where these, you know, what I don't understand what these teams are doing. It doesn't make sense to me.
I don't really get it either. The other thing is, it's not like either of these organizations, Miami and the White Sox, are in undesirable locations. Like Colorado, I think, has a little bit of a challenge because people don't always want to go play in Colorado. It was insane when Chris Bryant signed a contract there. It was like, he's crazy. And the Rockies tend to keep their guys around. I think their issue is that sometimes they hold on too long than maybe they probably should. Like, Ryan McMahon should not be on that team right now, and he shouldn't have been on it for the past three seasons.
Well, and Charlie Blackman, who
exactly
was there for years.
Same way.
What are they doing with Charlie Blackman? Like, somebody's going to pay you something for him.
But with the Marlins and the White Sox, I think they just constantly think, and you look back at the Christian Yelich trade, and they're like, we get four guys here. At least one of them are going to pan out. But they're getting four guys that aren't top-tier prospects. These are guys that are kind of middle-of-the-tier prospects, but you're getting four of them. So you're like, dang, hopefully one of them pans out, versus trading your top guy for maybe a veteran and one prospect that is more surefire to turn out.
Right. Or even a younger guy in a prospect, but a younger guy who's played in the league for a year or two. You know, if they trade Crochet and they can get three guys, two who have played in the majors, might not be great yet, but are prospects, but have at least performed at the major league level, as opposed to three guys who are doing great at AAA. Because three guys who are doing great at AAA might never end up being anything. And they could, but they might not. If you go get somebody who you know has played well at the major league level, at least you have a piece. You know, maybe it's somebody's like backup third baseman or platoon outfielder that you make an everyday player. Well, at least you know they can play because they've done it at the major league level. And it just seems, you know, it hasn't gone that way.
And I don't think it will go that way until ownership changes of teams like that. I think that's also part of the issue between the White Sox and the Marlins, is that for the past 20 years, it feels like my entire life, they just have never had good ownership, and their fans are always looking to sell. I mean, the Marlins sell every other year, it feels like. And the White Sox, Reinsdorf isn't going to give it away until forever, probably. I mean, these are things that, you know, go into the way that team is run. You know, you may not think they're direct correlations, but players don't want to play for these guys. Fans don't want to go and support these teams. Those are all things that affect the way that the scouting department works and the types of trades you can make.
Absolutely. So we mentioned San Diego shuts out Washington. Looking at the rest of the scores today, no NL Central teams are playing today. Everybody's got the day off as we look at what's going on. The Braves are at the Mets starting a series. So from a wild card perspective, that's certainly a big matchup. And that would affect, you know, as we look at every day, like if the season were to end today, here's who the Brewers would face. So that Atlanta-Minnesota series, Atlanta-New York Mets series could be one to keep our eye on. And then tomorrow, the Marlins, by the way, today had this crazy comeback against the Orioles and then ended up losing. Corbin Burnes goes 7 1/3, 6 hits, 3 earned runs. The Orioles beat the Marlins 7-6. They hold on to win that game. The Marlins now on a flight to Milwaukee. And we do have, the Marlins are just... Trevor Rogers starting for the Marlins tomorrow night. He's 1-9. He's got a 4.59 ERA, so not a terrible ERA. But like, how are the Brewers only -110 in this game? Like, anything over 200 is a pretty significant favorite. But like, Rogers at Freddy Peralta should be like -250, -300. Like, -210 is actually good value to bet $210 to win 100 that the Brewers win that game. And that's why baseball is crazy, because you never know from game to game. Like, Rogers could pitch 7 shutout innings. We have no idea what's going to happen. But our friends at BetQL, those are our friends. I don't know. Like, I know Odyssey has, like, I think it's BetQL.
It's BetQL.
Right? That's got to be a good number for the Brewers, that it's only -210 to win that game.
I think the Brewers just sometimes tend, especially this season, and it was the last time they played the Marlins too, they tend to play to the level of their opponent. I mean, you look at the Cub series.
Yeah, they've always done that.
It's hard to bet on a team like that when they play down to the level.
Yeah, they're not the Phillies who are just destroying people, or the Orioles have generally played this year. That is true. But excited for the weekend series. I know Friday is like Yacht Rock night or something. Mm-hmm.
I think they're doing like Hawaiian shirts.
I got to be honest, I don't get it. I got to be, and I love Rick Schlesinger. I love what they do over at the Brewers. And I know that there's like a lot of hubbub and the music. And I mean, I'm not a Yacht Rock guy, but I like, okay, all right. I'm more excited probably for not just Ryan Braun, but to see a bunch of his teammates back in town. I know that our friends over at Central Standard Distillery did some like iced tea. It's not an Arnold Palmer, but it's like a lemonade something with Corey Hart. And they're doing an event this weekend, I assume, because Corey Hart will be in town for Ryan Braun. I assume Prince Fielder will be here.
His son just got signed to the Brewers organization, too. Yep, so
I saw that, undrafted and got signed. Ricky is obviously going to be here because he's part of the organization. I don't know if J.J. Hardy, I don't know if Giovanni Gallardo's coming in, or Ben Sheets. I did hear that a number of his former teammates, of Ryan Braun's former teammates, are coming in town to help celebrate. So, it's worthy. It's worth it. And I will say, selfishly, this is a great story for you, Charlie. Because of Ryan Braun, my voice opened SportsCenter one day. It was literally the first soundbite they used. So they played while all the steroid stuff, I don't know if it was the day he accused the guy of, or that they found out he was lying, or he got suspended or whatever, or agreed to take a break or whatever it was. But the opening of SportsCenter, they run the, and then you hear my voice say, "It's not the cheating that gets you in trouble. It's the lying." Which is true. I mean, we've seen that, year after year after year in any scandal. Really, in any skin, politics, in sports, in Hollywood, whatever, if you do something wrong, you're going to get in trouble. If you lie about it, you're going to get into exponentially more trouble. And one of the crown jewels I always think of is the Ohio State, like, trading jerseys for tattoos and stuff like that. And that, like, Jim Trussell didn't know about it. Jim Trussell got fired. If Jim Trussell had admitted he knew about it, and apologized and said sorry, he still would have had his job. He would have gotten suspended. He would have gotten fined. He would have gotten something. He would not have gotten fired. He got fired because he lied about it. And like, I think that happened right before this Braun stuff happened. And then the Braun stuff happened. And I was like, same thing. Like, you can't be that big of a jackwagon. If you do something like this, you have to say, and this is, boys and girls, come in close. It's Uncle Thunder. I'm giving you some life lessons now. Come on. It's okay. I won't yell. I'm going to talk a little more calm, quietly. You know, people pay better attention to you when you speak a little slower and a little quieter than you feel you often do in your day-to-day. Boys and girls, it's true. You're going to get in more trouble when you lie about it than whatever you did. Because we all do, we all make mistakes. We all make bad decisions. But if you own it, if you admit it, if you apologize for it, if you offer to make restitution and figure out a path forward, 100 times out of 100, you're going to be in a better place than if you lie about it. And you're going to argue with me, I know. Well, what if I lie about it and I don't get caught? There is that risk. You surely could do that. But if it's already common knowledge, if it's already public, like in a situation like Ryan Braun or Jim Tressel or every one of our politicians on earth who lives and breathes, we already know the lie. So don't lie about it. And I'm worried a little bit that as a country, we've gotten into this pattern of accepting the lie. Let's not accept. And I know that sounds like I'm picking on someone specific, and I'm not. I'm really not. I think it goes to a cultural shift that we can be better. So, it's not the cheating that gets you into trouble. It's the lying. Kevin Holden from CBS 58 on his way in. He's going to hang out with us for the next hour. We're going to talk Brewers. We're going to switch gears and talk a lot of Packers and training camp. We're going to talk about Olympics and basketball and soccer. And some of our teams have already won games and some of our teams have already lost games. And the Moroccan fans have already rioted. It's like a big party out over there in France. Like, why aren't we all there? I don't know. I don't know why we're not there. This is Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.